5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock, literally and figuratively. It's time for some Maction as the MACA Football Conference kicks off. We have six games on tap here this evening. We'll get right down to business. A ton of picks on the program tonight, all right? We've got six MAC games, and we've got six MLS games on the board this evening. Lou, Gamblu.com will join us. We've got a UFC card on Saturday that we're going to break down. We'll talk some NFL football as well. But let's get down to business right now and jump on the grid, literally and figuratively. Cam Stewart, Cam, what are you doing with these first two football games, including the first one up here, Eastern Michigan and Kent State? What was your final decision, Cam?
Yeah, I'm on Eastern Michigan, Gabe. It was 4.5, now up to 5. So, guys, you can get a better number. They're just going to be kicking off. I like the Eagles in this spot. People remember the last thing that they saw, and that was Kent State playing well in a bowl game. It doesn't necessarily work like that. I think the number is just a little bit too much. I think this game can come down to a field goal. I'm going to take the Eastern Michigan Eagles plus the points.
Yeah, you know what? It's a tough game. These are really all tough games. The MAC is always a tough conference. And, of course, they're the first games of the year. Kent State bring back 11 starters from a football team that won 7 games last year, including their quarterback, Dustin Crum. Great name. Dustin Crum, quarterback. They got 3 returning offensive linemen. They lost a lot of weapons. He lost a lot of his skill position players. You know, I'll tell you what, though. 3 of the last 4 matchups between these two teams, guys, have been decided by 8 points or less. There's been a history of close football games between these football teams. And Eastern Michigan returned 10 starters, but they got a new quarterback. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Creighton's a very good coach up there in Michigan. I've been to that stadium, too. I've been out there. It's in the middle of nowhere. They actually say that that's the worst job in America. Like, there was actually, like, a Sports Illustrated feature on this years ago. Worst coaching job in America, head coach, Eastern Michigan.
Wow, that's rough.
Well, you know what? They've come around. They used to be 0-12 every year, Cam. They used to be 12-0-12 every year.
True.
And in fact, you know what? My cousin played for their hockey team in that area.
They got a good hockey program there, man. They're good.
Yeah, that's, the hockey,
what's the name of the town? See the what is it called?
Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti. Yeah, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, I know Ypsilanti. The other teams in Kalamazoo and Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yeah, that's it. Western Michigan's in Kalamazoo and Central Michigan's in Mount Pleasant.
See?
Although I'll tell you, I've been there and there ain't no mountain and it ain't pleasant.
Exactly. You know what the best thing about gambling, too, is? Like, I was talking to my girlfriend and her friends, like, wow, you really know your geography. It's like, yeah, because of college football. We know every little town and every little crap hole, Morenci, betting on these schools.
Oh, it definitely helps. Betting on sports definitely helps your geographical skills. But I've actually been to Michigan. I've been to, like, all around Michigan before. So, yeah, you know, listen, it's a tough game, but I think it should come down to the wire, this football game. I don't often like the college football teasers. It's too late for the teaser for you right now. You can't do in-game teasers. But we actually teased Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan. We're keeping it in the state of Michigan. We figured a little brother teaser from a Michigan Wolverine fan. And for the record, Joe Biden has declared the winner of Michigan. It's nice to see a team in blue can actually win in that damn state for once. Shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. We got Lou Gamblu.com stepping up and in. We've got college football on the board right now. So Kent State and Eastern Michigan, tough football game, but both me and Cam are going to be taking the underdog here. Eastern Michigan, the Pirates, plus the points, throwing
Eagles.
It down. The Eagles, excuse me.
Yeah.
Thinking of East Carolina.
You're thinking of East Carolina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yar. Oh, my, there's too many of these team names on my mind here. But yeah, my cousin played hockey for Eastern Michigan when they were
good
terrible.
Program.
Yeah, when I'm saying when the football team was terrible. The hockey team's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Like the hockey team's very, very good. Like they used to play against Big Ten teams and like they're kind of an elite team and stuff. He actually played against the U.S. women's Olympic hockey team. Like he was when he was in high school, like right before he went to Eastern Michigan. And so it was like high school kids against the women's team. And he told me like they beat them like 8-1 or something.
Yeah,
and they were like sworn to secrecy. It was like right before the Olympics. It was right before the Olympics too. They were like, listen, guys, don't go around telling people you beat them up and stuff. It's not a good look. And it's not good. Like, just don't tell people. But, like, the women's team will play men's teams behind the scenes and stuff to try to get better, right? Like, to play, to play. When I played hockey, though, we played ringette. I played a game of ringette. We got killed. The ringette girls killed us. Yeah. But it's tough to get that stupid.
Very rate. Different.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. Eastern Michigan Eagles. So what do we have with... I don't even know what Parker's going to do tonight. What's a golden flash? What are we going to do for a golden flash?
This is like electricity. How about lightning? Yeah. There we go.
We got a zip. What's a zip?
Zipper in high altitude. Do
it. Have a zipper, sound of a zipper?
Yeah, he's got like a...
Oh, there we go. All right, that's the
hey, I got to do it on my pants.
Zip, zip.
All right, so how about this? The Akron Zips, guys.
Yes,
the Akron Zips lost all 12 games last year. They averaged 11 points. They averaged 11 points a game. But you know what? I like them plus the points tonight. Too many points.
So do I.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenz. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. So we got a bunch of games at the handicap here. The MAC is back, MLS soccer, and the pressure is on because Cam's corner kicks continues to kill it. Gabriel's goal kicks is on fire, 7-0. 7-0 run. Yesterday we swept the board. It continues. Our global expenditures have been very, very profitable. Shout out to McInnes for joining us last night. And turning us on to the Korean baseball game that I ended up loading up on. Cam, all night, everything I played, I was like, I'll just put Deuce on with this. And I was like, you know what? I'll put Deuce on with Chelsea. I'll put Deuce on with a Chelsea clean sheet. I'll put Deuce on with the Buffalo Bulls. Dude, I put Deuce on with so many games. I'm winning picks today. I didn't even know I had Cam. Like, you know, I've been up all night, bro. Like, you know, it was a long night last night, obviously, with everything going on. I haven't slept a lot. Cardano sent me a tweet at like 7 in the morning. He's like, go to bed, bro. I told him, hey, I'm capping the Mac games. I did all my Mac research, so I was ready to go. I was ready to go. But, man, yeah, we jumped in. I actually watched the game. I didn't watch like the whole thing, but you know, I was tracking it, we should say. I was tracking it. I was watching the I was staring at the screen, Cam. I'm like Mo. I got to go. I got a hot date tonight. I got a date. All right. I'm going home to eat dinner. I'm going home to ogle the Sears catalog.
Victoria's Secret.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's right. I watched the game last night. No, I didn't watch the game. I stared at a computer screen like a degenerate gambler and watched the in-game numbers move all night.
That was the best. Yeah, you're right. Mo, yeah, I'm going home to watch to read the Victoria's Secret catalog. I'm going home to look at the Sears catalog. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Guys,
the best is when he gets up. He goes, I don't deserve this. He goes, let me out of here. I don't deserve this treatment.
That's great.
It's too good. Like I said, yeah, I was watching a game last night. Does that count as watching a game? I think it does, Ken. Like, you can't say I'm not up on Korean baseball. I bet hundreds of dollars on it, and I watched it online. Like, I watched the game. If I could tell you that Deuce scored two runs in the first inning, put up another run in the second, had like the bases juice and didn't cash in, and we sweated it out a little bit, I watched the game.
No, you did. I look at things this way. You could be in bed on the floor, starfish, whatever. If the TV's on and you know what's going on, that's paying attention to the game. I get it. No, I'm really happy. Thank McGinnis for coming on. I didn't go as hard as you, but I attached it to some things too, and it's been a good start, man. And I'll tell you, the soccer today went really, really well again. It's just, I don't know what's going on with this Champions League stuff, Morenci. You talk about Chelsea and clean sheets, and I took Dortmund, and they crushed Bruges 3-0. Like, it's been a really good day on the soccer pitch. Let's keep it together with the MLS tonight.
Well, MLS is tricky. MLS is tricky. One thing about the Champs League, it gets tougher as it goes on, but there's a lot of mismatches earlier in the tournament, right? And, you know, Chelsea, we talked about it yesterday. I've been talking about it on all the shows. Chelsea clean sheet. Chelsea will concede goals. Oh, boy, better duck. Better duck.
Oh, I thought it was a zipper. That's not the right team. Okay, well, it's going
to
happen.
I would have preferred to hear an eagle.
Yeah, I agree. It's early. It's early.
Is this game going to be a track meet? And we should note, actually, it's 3-0 Western Michigan and 7-0 Kent State right now. So Western Michigan scored a field goal. But we were talking about going into the break, Cam. Jumped in on jumped in on Akron. You know, I get it. They're terrible. We were going over their numbers earlier here. So, guys, really bad, though. If you look at Akron. So, they went 0-12 last year. They averaged 11 points a game, which is actually pretty hard to do. They average 11 points a game. Get this. Akron have lost 17 games in a row. They haven't won a MAC conference football game since October the 27th, 2018. It's been 2 years, over 2 years since they've won a conference game. And, oh, yeah, they were 1-11 against the spread last year. And after all that, I was like, yeah, you know what, though? It's a lot of points. Give me the Zips.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Zips, too. And you look at it and go, yeah, are you guys nuts? No, we're not partially crazy. There's also, you have to look a little bit deeper into this thing. I think Western Michigan, as you guys know, they have a big game with the Toledo Rockets, one of the best teams in the MAC conference. Next week, they're going to probably play this game like a practice, try to tighten things up. And I'm hoping that Akron gets out of there with like a 14, 17 point loss at the worst case scenario. We cover the spread. Like, let's do this. I think the number is just a little bit too high.
All right, so new adjusted numbers here. We'll get them as soon as they're updated. Just currently frozen following the Kent State touchdown. Some people did expect points in this game. Some people did expect points in this football game. The total was a little high. It's tough to bet like a 65.5 in the first game of the year, especially in the MAC, right? The MAC is a really crazy conference in the sense that the MAC is very MLS-ish, right? And no disrespect to the MAC. There's good football in the MAC. But it is now the lowest tier conference in college football. Like, there's no disputing it. It used to be like the battle of the Sun Belt and the MAC, but the Sun Belt's killing it. The Sun Belt's beating like Big 12 teams, and like the Sun Belt is doing really, really well. Look at it. Coastal Carolina's killing it. You got Louisiana Lafayette. We go down the list. Sun Belt has some good football teams, but it doesn't mean the MAC isn't good. And there's not good players in a MAC. There's a few NFL caliber players, you know, and there's a few guys on each team type on the top teams in a MAC. But where I'm going with this is it leads to just sort of erratic stuff. You know, a game might be, you know, they might put up 72 points 1 week, but they might put up 19 the next week, Cam. I've always compared the MAC to the Canadian Football League. It's almost similar. Like if a team, you go with the opposite. Like that's what I was thinking with Akron. Like we'll see if we're getting too cute here, Cam. But you almost have to go with the opposite of what logic means in the MAC. Like, it's a weird lead.
It works. It works.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, there's always bad weather in the MAC. It's the worst conference, like, for weather in the country. All right? You know, the Mountain West has a few spots where it's cold, but Mountain West is weird because you also have the warm weather locals in the conference. But the MAC, guys, there's nowhere nice there. You know what I'm saying? Like we were talking about earlier, Cam, Mount Pleasant, Ypsilanti, whatever the hell, Mount
DeKalb,
Kalamazoo.
These are all like it's like, I'm with you, man.
DeKalb, and you, it's, you know, like all these places. DeKalb. Like,
it's funny you mentioned Canadian like football places, too, because look at the pipeline with the Canadian players that play. Lots in the
because it's a crappy conference. but just saying. That's half the dudes in the MAC from Canada.
The quarterback from Ohio, O'Rourke, he's like down the street from me, man. Like he was actually pretty good too. But
his brother is the new quarterback. But along with Rogers from UNLV, Solich did a nice job getting Amani Rogers to transfer. I liked Rogers. You know, Rogers was one of the top prospects coming out of Los Angeles. He ended up going to UNLV, and it was a big mistake. Going to you, he regretted it. Now, you know, he's kicking around. But my point is, there's weather's often in play here in the MAC. It's often dreary midweek games, so they're weird. Like you see, like in the NFL, the midweek games always produce unders, right? Like
game,
college
I got
kids
something.
Are a little bit different. Yeah, I hear it. Oh,
Where is it? My pants are low.
Yeah, all right, let me get it. Let me get it for you here, Ken.
After 20 draft beers, zip, zip, zip.
Let's see. Let's see if it works. I'm going to do we'll do my own zipper sound effect here.
Yeah. Do your zipper. I'm in short, so you go with the zipper. I like comfort.
Let's see if the mic gets this here.
Yeah.
got that?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, zip, 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 zip.
Right, we better get a jacket. Be better. There we go. Zip it up. Zip it up. Sounds like a safe sex commercial. Zip it up.
It does. Yep. Keep it in your pants, zip it up, Marantzi.
How about them zips? Zip. Yeah, you're right. A couple of minutes ago, people were laughing at us. These idiots took the zips. You just said how they were 1-11 against the spread last year. Yeah, well, yeah. How do you like that right now, huh? 7-3 Akron. We got some action going on here. They're getting 11.5. Snoop Dogg plus 420 on the money line if you like the zips.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Okay, well, yeah, here we go. We got scoring in these games right now. We're off and running. 7-3 Akron over Western Michigan.
Matching,
and
baby.
Kent State. Matching. They got, looks like Kent State's going in for, they're driving too. Eagles.
That's a problem.
It's a big problem, yeah. That's a big problem.
That's the, and like I said, that's the thing with this conference, that it's volatile. Like, we might nail one game, we might get killed in another game.
Correct.
Like, correct. I'm hoping for the best here with Eastern Michigan. We were talking about how bad they used to be. It looks like they're pretty bad tonight right now. Good news with the Zips. What about, we're here to gamble, so we'll start jumping in here. What about, is it circus? Cue this. You know what, Parker, actually, if you can, get some circus music. So me and Cam don't have to do it. Just get the, I believe, it'll be very simple to find. Yeah, just like, a bunch of bozo clowns. Dun, 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 dun. That'll be me and Cam. Let the chasing begin. We're 26 minutes into like 12 game card here tonight. It's like, all right, I better start jumping in on this in game. But what about this, Cam? Akron getting 14.5 right now. You willing to jump in and time to start doubling up on Akron? You think they can? What about the shocker? Akron win the game outright, plus 520.
I'm not there yet, Marenzi, but I'll take 14.5. I'll bet that live. And if Kent State scores, they're on the 1 yard line right now. We're going to get probably Eastern Michigan over 14. I might dip in my toe in with that game too. Who's to say they can't come back from two touchdowns? I'm not sure if they're going to get blown out, but I like both of those at over 14 for sure.
So current number right now, Western Michigan minus 14. They're trailing 7-3, total 57.5. Kent State on the move right now. So obviously last night, was the election. There's still no final result, but we'll give you some information as far as the election you can actually use, which is gaming, sports betting, in which states they had laws passed last night. So good news for everybody in Louisiana. Sports betting will be coming to Louisiana. It'll be a good time. I'll go down to a FanDuel Sportsbook there and hang out one day. So Nebraska, Cam. Nebraska has accepted sports betting. You can bet on some Smart. Husker games. Nebraska and Maryland. So Louisiana, Maryland, and Nebraska. I think Louisiana is the quickest one, as in they're ready to go. Like, basically, it was like a unanimous slam dunk, whatever. They want to get this up and running ASAP. Maryland is, we've approved it, but now we need to meet and talk about it. Is one of those type of deals, right? It's going to take them probably, a couple of months to get this going. But just figured I'd throw that out there for our listeners. I know we got people all over the country. So Louisiana, Nebraska, and looks like sports betting is going to be coming to Maryland. But we were talking to Steve Merrill about this last night. It's a domino effect, guys. What's good, it's always good. Like, always be, don't think when you hear these stories, well, what do I care? I don't live in Louisiana, or I don't live in Maryland. And that's you know, you have to think of the big picture and the collective. We are one, people, in the sense of when one state gets it, it puts massive pressure on the border state to get it, right? Because then yep. they start losing a ton of money, and they're like, wow, you know what? Everyone's just leaving right now. Like, basically, like, West Virginia has gaming, and Steve Merrill was telling me that everyone's just leaving Virginia and going to West Virginia to bet. So now they're yep. going to get into Virginia because, you know, they're tired of, like, all the money. Evidently, Cuomo didn't get that message. Cuomo never got that message in New York with sports betting. I don't even think it's even close to ever, they even, whatever.
It's insane.
But
it's insane.
We just throw that out there.
I'm just going to, this is not a political show, but me and you, like, obviously, let's use our heads, people. You have COVID. It's costing people jobs. You need a way to generate money. That is the way to do it. Legalize sports gambling. People are going to find ways to do it anyway. You want to give your money to Johnny Knuckles and his crew down the street, or you want to do it legally and take in your tax, your VIG, everything else you could do. You'd be a moron to not accept it, Gabe. That would be the first thing if I ever went in politics, but we both talked about our skeletons. First thing I'd do, legal gaming. If my place didn't have it, I'd be like all over it. It makes no sense to leave money on the table like that. Just ridiculous. God, it's stupid.
You're right. It's not a it's not like any political party issue either. I think negligent. I've talked about it. I talked about it last night. I don't, you know, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, whatever you are, doesn't matter. It's revenue. As I said, imagine not serving like alcohol in the state because saying, well, you know what? I don't like it. Right. It's like, well, it's legal. Like, I understand for religious purposes or something, but like, you know, leaving the money on the table is, and that's the whole thing, Ken. And then these politicians tell you, you know, oh, we got to raise your taxes because, you know, because of the schools and the roads and we got to pay for this and that. Yeah. It's like, well, you're leaving billions of dollars on the table. All you got to do is legalize sports betting, but you won't do it. But then you want to take money from me. Like I said, I don't care what party you represent or like you're a fan of or you're a supporter of, et cetera. Like you should campaign and tell your local politicians you want sports betting. I mean, it's crazy as this
sounds, Gabe, from a guy that likes a nice cold Kiermaier after work. I could tell you that the effects of alcohol, like, and that's the thing. People like, it's like Reverend Lovejoy. Oh, what about the children? What about this? Yeah. How's alcohol doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people can handle. I've had a lot more problems, and I know people that have done things wasted and whatever in comparison to a sports bet. What are you going to do? Maybe punch a wall or do something to yourself? That's the thing. It's the hypocrisy of everything. Oh, this is okay, but this isn't okay. That's why I say legalize everything. We're adults.
Well, I think in Oregon, they pretty much have, but that's besides the point. I think they might have got a little, they might have gone a little too far.
Portland.
Yeah, they might have went a little too far, but that's besides the point. All right, so looks like Maction is living up to its name so far tonight, guys. We've got points. Western Michigan have just put points up on the board. 10-7 right now. Western Michigan Broncos up 10-7. On the Akron Zips, over under is 59.5. Total. There he is, 59.5 right now. This total. We're still hanging. We're getting 21 points in this game.
Hey, right, we're down 10-7.
Good news.
Yeah, exactly. End the game. The other game, I'm telling you, I'm a little bit concerned of. But here's the deal: you could get a nice little chunk on Eastern Michigan now. Kent State missed the extra point. Say Eastern Michigan comes down and scores, and it's 13-7. It's a ball game all of a sudden, man. I'm in.
Eastern Michigan's moving the ball.
Yeah, I know. Get in now. Get in now. I bet it live. Get in now, people. I'm telling you now. Don't wait. Don't talk to anybody. Just get on and hit your finger on that button live. Hey, can Kent State blow them out? Sure they can. But I'm saying this is what I love about football betting. And I found the same thing with soccer. Like, look at today in soccer. Krasnodar was up on Sevilla. They're plus 360 live. They come back and score two goals and win. It was your situation with Bayern Munich. You're giving me Bayern Munich at minus 130. They score four unanswered goals. If you get a good number like that, let's party.
Yeah, well, Sevilla, I was already on Sevilla today. Yeah, but Sevilla aren't Bayern Munich. Sevilla aren't Bayern Munich. When I said get in now, I meant Eastern Michigan get in now. I'm not doubling on in and again. I already got enough no. On them.
Yeah,
here.
I know.
But they are moving the football right now. And yeah, I just want to say Eastern Michigan aren't exactly Bayern Munich.
No, they're not. I'm not comparing that. I'm just saying in a soccer game where you had a team that was basically a 6-1 favorite, whatever, and then you're getting them at barely over a pick'em price, and they win the game by 4 goals when the game is tied, and another team that's down one at 5-2, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Sevilla was down to Krasnodar. They came back and scored 2 goals. Simple. Plus 360. Yeah. I'm just saying there's a lot of value in that stuff. That's it. I'm not comparing Eastern Michigan to any of those clubs.
No, but listen, that was a big comeback. Even like Sevilla were big favorites, but you know, I think they were about minus what? They were minus 350. I think they were minus 350 favorites before the game, minus 400. You know, down 2-1. Yeah, it was quite the comeback. I was hoping for the best. You know, when it was 2-1, I wasn't panicking. Puccio was online freaking out about these guys. First and goal, Eastern Michigan right now. Hopefully they can bury this and punch it. Said one thing about this game with this Eastern Michigan Kent State game, it looks like we missed the boat. We're not getting a good number here, Cam, but there's points. Look, Kent State have scored both times they've had the football, and this is the second possession for Eastern Michigan, and they're on. You know, they're knocking on the door right now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens if they can punch this in. No, you're right. There's big value with in-game soccer. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And the thing I like about in-game soccer, it's what you talked about.
I just didn't see the correlation to this football game. That was my point where you threw me off.
No. Well, my whole thing that I'm trying to bring together is great numbers, live betting. When a team's down two touchdowns in football, right? How many times have we seen teams come back from that type of thing? I'm saying we're not going to hit the panic button. Like, I think these guys are going to grind. But, there's no correlation between Mac football and soccer. I'm just saying, though, it's nice from an in-game live perspective. I'm saying when you're betting these soccer games, it's like what you talked about. You can find ways to get out of the game and make money if you're predicting a tie. All that can't happen is that one team. Anyway, I've just been doing a lot of tinkering with soccer, and it's been going very well lately.
MLS, like I said earlier, though, Champs League Soccer and MLS are two different breeds, man.
Very different. I agree.
Like Champs League, and, you know, a lot of people win with the Champs League, and you know, we all say, oh, no, look at this, we're soccer experts. And I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm not.
With Champs League. But the thing is, they're mismatches. Like, that's what's cool about it, though. You know, we always want to see teams for different leagues play each other. That soccer gets it right. It's the thing. People can criticize soccer all you want, but they give fans what they want. Right, it's interesting. All right, what if this team played that team? Like, let's see the Dodgers play the Japanese baseball champions. Well, don't just tell me the Dodgers will beat them. Fine, well, go beat them.
Play.
Let's see it out.
I agree 100%.
Right, and it's the same thing here. I like this in soccer. It's like, well, we're the champions of Romania, of our Romanian league. It's not like, well, suck it, screw you. You're not good enough to play us. It's like, all right, you're top four team, you're in. You're in the tournament. You think you can beat us? Let's go. Right? Like, they give you a chance. Like, I like it. I soccer, the chance, nothing beats the Champs League format, in my opinion.
From the City of Angels to the Big Apple, Shake It Up with Pharrell Coast to Coast.
Shake it up, you do that. All my friends, they come around, flat to
with party, your host, the one and only Scott Pharrell.
Coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hey.
Covering every sport, every league, every single weekday. And Scott's got an opinion on all of
them. Get that guy a cold beer. I mean, he's telling it exactly like it is.
Jump on the Coast to Coast bandwagon with America's most engaging sports personality.
Because we all love to bet on everything.
Regular contributors, including NFL insider Adam Kaplan, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, NBA Radio's Rick Kamla, Bleacher Report MLB insider Scott Miller, the sports professor Rick Harrow, USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
Every game, every story, every injury, everything you need to know.
Join the Pharrell Coast to Coast party every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Pacific, only on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. I am Game of Red, so we're kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart, who's ready to go for the MLS. I hope he's ready to go for the MLS tonight. There's a lot of pressure, anticipation. People are tuning in from all over the world. We got viewers from England here in the chat, Germany, and they know their soccer, Cam, and word on the street. You like my tweet? I said, tune in for the top expert inside soccer analysis.
Oh, yeah. That's the best. People are going to tune in. That, this guy doesn't know anything about soccer. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got three players on LAFC, Cam.
That's a good point. I can name a couple players, but yeah, you're right. I'm pretty bad. Like, I just gamble on this stuff. I'm not breaking it down.
Well, no, you don't have to. Yeah. One of the best, I've told the story before, but one of the best football gamblers I knew. I used to kill it every week, man. They always tell me, I won 8,000 this weekend. I won 4,000 this weekend.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, never listens to sports talk, watches sports.
It's the way to go.
Or anything else in between. And he told me openly, he goes, I couldn't tell you. He goes, I know Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. He goes, I know their coaches, Belichick something. He goes, I couldn't tell you like more than 10 players' names in the NFL. Like, he basically told me, because I know who Randy Moss is. Like, he made Marshawn Lynch. He knew like a few of the big guys at the time. And the guy killed it. And he told me, he goes, I don't need to know the players' names. And he basically told me that how he won is he looked at different line moves and numbers.
Yeah.
Sheer number better. And he would be like, well, I saw that it was this number at that sharp book, and I saw that it was that number in Vegas where there are squares. And like, I should note, he's a slot jockey. He's a casino hustler. Like, he basically like plays poker, and you know what I mean? So he's a gambler, but my point is he's a gambler, Ken. So if you're a gambler, you can bet on sports. You don't have to know what the midfielder's name is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, I know this game's going over the number, right? I don't need to tell you what the goalie's name is. I don't care what the goalie's name is. You know, let's be real. Like, Kyle Turley told me the best story, like when Mike Ditka was coaching with the Saints. And Mike Ditka did not know anyone's name, Cam, on the team. Like, he basically would just, everything was, Hey, 54. Hey, 18. Come here, 18. We got number 18. And players didn't get mad at him because it was Ditka. And basically, you know, it was the end of the line for Ditka. Dude, that team was like 2-14 or something, right?
Yep.
That was one of the worst teams ever. One of the funniest stories ever, too, from that team. They were like 0-12 or 1-12. Remember they traded all their picks for Ricky Williams and bad.
Stupid.
Yes. They hired Mike Ditka as the coach. It was a train wreck. Like, they were literally 4-13 or something. So it was late in the season, whatever. And Turley told me the story. That he goes, they're like, we were really bad. He goes, we're like 1-11. I forget the record, whatever. He goes, we're like 1-11. And he goes, before every game, there was like a big prayer. Right. So the team would gather in the center of the room. So the New Orleans Saints gathered, and this before Drew Brees, Aaron Brooks is the quarterback. So they gather in the center of the room, and it's serious, right? It's not a joke. So they they're like, and please God protect us from injury. Please God, show us your bounty and help us succeed. Like, it's this deep prayer that they get into.
Yeah.
And then Mike Ditka says, and Jesus, if you can you please teach these jackasses how to win a damn effing football game? Amen.
That's awesome.
And Kyle told me the entire, they all cracked up. They won. They actually won that day. Like, they cracked up. Ditka's a grouch, but he's a funny guy too, right? So just imagine Ditka, the timing. And hey, Jesus, can you tell these jackasses to win for once? Amen. And everyone's like, all right, let's go.
That's awesome. See, that's crazy. That's crazy stuff. Like, people don't know, like, sports, like, with professionals, little things like that, right? You know what I mean? Those are like tangibles. You wouldn't even know. Like,
sometimes.
Exactly.
Like, it can change the dynamic of the perception. All right, so we jumped in on the over here. Western Michigan and the Zips. I got 64.5 and then 63.5. So I got a bad number there. Kent State and Eastern Michigan. Let's see where this game goes, Cam. But Eastern Michigan's got the rock right now, and you were on to something. I knew where you were going with that. Yep. I know you just jumped in with the Savannah and Eastern Michigan reference. What did you get it at? 14 and a half?
No, better than that. It was at 16 and a half.
15?
At one point. No, 16 and a half when they were down 14 nothing. It was 16 and a half.
They still are down 10 points.
No, like, but now the, now the line is 7.5, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah, now you feel that's better.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about.
Number on a screen.
I know. Hey, final score. Kent State 42, Eastern Michigan like 20. I get smoked.
Isn't that funny, anyway, Cam?
What?
I saw that with the election all night last night with the international market people, in which it's somehow like, and we all do it with bets. Oh, yeah, it's minus 600 now. All right, we're looking good. It's like, it didn't change reality just because the screen says this, right? Like,
exactly. So it's like, exactly.
Minus that. It's like, doesn't change reality, but we all feel better. I do it with betting all the time. Cam, I bet in-game betting all the time. We always judge by that. No, we're doing good. Look, it's minus this now. We got it at that. Doesn't mean it's going to win. Just means feel better. We feel better about it.
You know what it is? It's a psychological mind trick, too, the book. When you see certain things, it lets you bet like in a certain way. Sometimes you need the eye test to go, wow, this team is starting to struggle, and they'll put a number out there. You're like, oh, it's okay. It just prevents you from doing the thing that you should have done 10 minutes earlier or something like that. Exactly.
We talk about it. But guys, gambling on sports, if you want to like make money like for real, like if you want to make a living off this stuff, all right?
Eventually.
You want to make a living. There's a lot of different skill sets. Yeah, eventually, exactly. There's a lot of different skill sets that are needed. Can help it. Bad gamblers, helping bad gamblers.
Bad gamblers. Hey, give it to me, Parker. What am I waiting for? The bird? Ah!
Come on, step up, Cam.
Eastern Michigan touchdown.
I like it because we got him plus the points, and we got him on that teaser.
Yeah, damn right we do, Morenci. Now it's 13-9, extra point pending. Let's talk.
That's right. Yeah, you're looking at the Mac Kings, Soccer Kings. There's nothing we can't win here. Yeah, we're the best.
Here's the deal, Morenci.
We're too humble.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you,
Cam,
something.
In this world. Don't be brash in this world, Cam. In this world, you're humble. You don't trust me. I used to be a loudmouth, and I was on the cover of magazines and guest on national TV shows. Now I'm dignified and whatever. I win money, but you know what I mean? Look, we got to be brash. That's why I tweeted out, the best soccer show. We're the best Mac insiders. We're the best of everything. The best.
Well, here's the thing.
We've
been in this game since we were kids, and we've done so many stupid things. So after a while in your life, you're going to learn, I can't do that anymore. I can't get wasted and, you know, bring every cent I have to the blackjack table or go 10 grand on a game when, you know what I mean, lose it all in one game. Yeah, you could come on, Nancy. Don't be stupid. Don't be like, you could bet hard, but you know you're not gonna bet 10-20,000 on a game, even if it's.
I'm not gonna lie. That's a very good point, actually, because it's funny. I still, you know, like I, you know, we all try to be perfect. We all try to be perfect and stuff. But it is a good point. What I used to do routinely. Like now, I wouldn't do that. You're exactly right.
Exactly.
It was not even that long ago. Like it was only 4 or 5 years ago that I'd be willing to be like very intoxicated, walk into a casino in Vegas and put $8,000 down on one game and kick back and where's the free drinks? And it was just another night, another Saturday night for me, right? Now, you're exactly right. I'd be like, what are you, crazy? I'm not putting $8,000. I don't even have $8,000. I'm like, I'm not putting $8,000. How do I even get $8,000 out of an ATM machine? I'm like, I'm not betting $8,000.
Exactly.
But you know what it is, Ken? You know what the difference is? It's not that I'm scared of the risk, because I like the risk. But you know what it is, buddy? I've learned over the years, as something you just said, you're bang on. I learned no game is a lock. Like, you might think, this is different. Like, dude, that's how I lost these Super Bowls. No, this one's different. This one's different. Like, there's no way these guys, like, dude, there's a way. Every lock has a key. Upsets happen. Super Bowls are tough. Big games, etc.
Yeah.
That's why, and too, like, a good way, success, actually, to be successful, too, it bet the same units all the time, or at least stay in the same ballpark, right?
Yeah.
That's where you people get themselves in trouble. And my whole point earlier, too, I was going to say, it takes different skill sets to be a successful gambler. And Meadowlands Lindsay's in our chat, horseplay, everyone knows this. So number one, right, you got to be good at picking the sport. You got to research. You got to be good at picking the sport. But that's like only 33% of the battle. Number two, money management. Dude, you could be the best handicapper. You could pick like 7 out of 10 games and end up, living on the street.
Yep. I think that's the most important one.
Well, you know, I won 6 games, but the Sunday nighter, I took the 38,000 I won and I put it on the Cowboys because that was my lock of the week, right? Money management, handicapping skill, and the other one, line, knowing how to read a line. What's a fake line?
Exactly.
What's a move, that's right?
Exactly.
And Cam, and a little bit of gut hunch, buddy. Can't all be analytics. It's got to be like go with your little bit of gut, right? So smartness, discipline, and that's what makes it so hard. Because let's be real. I don't want to sound like Dr. Fraser Crane here, but the problem is the type of people that want to just only bet on sports all day aren't the type of people that are disciplined in life.
Correct.
It's just true.
Yes.
Right? But
it's
that's
the opposite.
What I can. If you look, who's the most successful people in the sports industry gaming right now? DFS and gambling.
Yeah.
It's all the new school Dinkmeyer types of guys. You know, the Ivy Leaguers, they're not crazy partiers. They're not like degenerates. They're just sort of smart with numbers. They're happy to just make millions of dollars while we're just chasing stars, get in on Akron and stuff, right? You know, the new age guys are pretty damn good. I respect how they brought sort of a coldness to the business. They have no emotion, these guys. And I say that with respect, but they have no emotion. Yeah. It's just numbers to them. So risk, and they understand risk management way better than we do, Cam. Like,
oh, I agree. I'm getting a lot better.
I never went
better,
we
but,
never, but these know? Guys, Cam, have batch. They have degrees, bro.
I know.
In business management. Not us. Oh, I know how to play Northfield. No. Like, they like real business management skills.
Oh, I understand.
And then they apply it to this, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The bottom line is this. What I'm trying to say is, me and you are not going to have anybody waiting for us at the end of the line with money. There's no golden parachute. There's no plan. We're not teachers. We don't get a fund. We have to have a little nest egg to stash away. So all the stupid things that I did before where I used to get drunk and go bananas, I'm trying not to do it. Are we going to have bad days? Yes. Because people like me and you have hearts and, you know, sometimes we plow through 4 bottles of wine at 2-4 and then you click a little bit more on the game. The thing is, you can't do it all the time. You're going to have times where you slip up, but be smarter, learn. We've been in this industry for like, you know, we've been gambling for like 35, 40 years. Like, we're got to learn something, buddy. Got to learn something. So, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, as I stated, money management, discipline, money management is pretty much the biggest case. You know, like I said, people that bet, you bet way more on one game than other games. You're setting yourself up for disaster, even if you're a successful handicap. I don't know anything about the 4 bottles of wine game.
No.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock once again. Rapid fire. We've got football games coming up in a couple of minutes. It's great to have midweek football back. It's great to have the Maction back. And it's living up to his name so far this evening. Points across the board early in these football games. We've jumped on both in-game overs. Cue the circus music. But it's 16-10 Western Michigan over Akron. And it's 20-9 Kent State. Right now, I tell you what, Kent State and Eastern Michigan are really starting to get after it right now, Cam. The one, guys, and I jumped in on the total, but I'm going to jump in again here and put more. They're both just going up and down the field. You know, Eastern Michigan stalled and kicked that field goal, but they've had success. And it's pretty clear, Cam. Listen, Eastern Michigan's defense sucks. Eastern Michigan's defense sucked last year, and it sucks right now. Right? Kent State's going up and down the field, bro. I jumped in on the over. It's up to 77.5 right now, but we got a couple of games coming up here right now. Ball State and Miami of Ohio. This is a game I've been looking forward to, Ash. It's going to be a fun one. We talked about this yesterday, and we were wondering about the number. Why are Miami of Ohio this? Why that? And the more I dug in, the more I see why. They've got injured players. They got COVID, even though they're not admitting it. Player is undisclosed injuries. And they're full of it, whatever. It's COVID. And this Ball State team, when you really start to look under the hood here, man, they've got a lot of talent. And they got two of the top cornerbacks in the conference, all conference cornerbacks, like one of these guys, like NFL type dude. They're just more skilled than Miami of Ohio. Without the fans, sometimes, like Ross Perot said, only dumb and dead people don't change their mind. Give me Ball State in the over. What are you doing with this one, Cam?
Yeah, these games coming up, I usually don't do this, but I don't like the numbers of these games. The 1.5, I had to lean to Miami of Ohio. I don't trust it. I'm going to take a teaser. Miami of Ohio plus 11.5, Ohio plus 7.5, and take Buffalo down to 4. 3-game 10-pointer. Let's rock.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.